Thank you, Madam Chair, for this opportunity again. So very shortly, NAM Group's proposal for Article 7 are: the conference notes with satisfaction that these provisions have not been invoked final document 7's review conference. However, the international community should be prepared to face such situation well in advance and to dispatch emergency assistance in case of use of bacteriological, biological, or toxin weapons, and also to provide humanitarian assistance in case of threat of use of such weapons to the requesting state party. The conference recognizes that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to states parties to the BWC. The conference recalls that the main objective of Article 7 is to provide assistance to the affected people and to minimize and contain the risks to the health, safety, and security of others in close collaboration with the exposed state party. However, the best way to prevent such incidents is to ensure full compliance with the prohibition on the development, stockpiling and use of such weapons, including through the establishment of a compliance and verification mechanism under the convention. The conference agrees to this and to develop a detailed procedure and mechanism for a timely, effective, and adequate response. In this context, and the following elements may, amongst others, be considered in the development of such a mechanism. Assistance means coordination and delivery of assistance to the requesting state party, preparing an inventory of the types of assistance that the state parties could provide, including inter alia, expertise, information, protection, detection, decontamination, prophylactic and medical and other equipment. The conference underlines that the mechanism and measures adopted for full effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 of the Convention shall facilitate assistance and support to state parties for rapid and timely surveillance, detection, containment, diagnosis, treatment, and mitigation of diseases, in particular infection diseases, in accordance with the provision of the Convention. The conference notes that the state parties' national preparedness contributes to international capabilities for response, investigation, and mitigation of outbreaks of disease, including those due to allege of use of biological and toxins or toxins weapons. The conference notes that there are differences among state parties in terms of their level of development, national capabilities, and resources, and that these differences affect national and international capacity to respond effectively to an alleged use of biological or toxin weapons. The conference encouraged state parties in a position to do so to assist the other state parties upon request to build relevant capacity. Madam Chair, again, thank you so much for this opportunity, and the whole document, again, will be sent to the ISU. Thank you so much, dear colleagues.
Thank you. As underlined also by the President and myself in the beginning of this discussion,